Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, candy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, March 25th, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Man, Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher King Ralph. And Ralph is not a stopper, you guys. Since last I spoke, you listened. I did a Doug Loves Movies in Atlanta with three very funny dudes, Jonah Ray, Nick Griffin, and Greg Barrett. But I'm sad to say that we've got another lost episode on our hands because the recording did not turn out listenable. So, I mean, they're working on it. We've got a team working on it, which is basically the guy that recorded it horribly in the first place is trying to figure out a way to fix it. He's recorded the show before in the Zombie Barn in Atlanta, and I'll definitely go back there again soon, but apologies to everyone who was looking forward to that episode, and I'll try to get Jonah and Nick and Greg on the show somewhere sometime soon. I did a Watch This, Not That on that episode that I'll just repeat right now since nobody's heard it. The number one movie in the country is Divergent, and the number two... about a polite swimmer, and the number two movie... The number two movie is Muppets Most Wanted. I haven't seen Divergent, but I know that Tina Fey is a lot funnier than Shailene Woodley. So watch Muppets Most Wanted, not Divergent. This has been Watch This, Not Divergent. I think if Divergent stays number one for a few weeks, I'm always going to pick the other movie because I don't think I have any listeners that movie's aimed at. Has anybody here seen it? Jordan, you haven't seen it? Okay, all right. So that's what I thought. It's a big hit, and none of us have seen it. I'm going to get into the prize bag and all of its contents with the guests out here because I've got four great guests tonight, and there's no reason to wait to get them out on stage. Please give a big Please give a big warm welcome to returning winners Rory Scovel, Sam Levine, and Joe Swanberg and Greg Proops.
Good evening, Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. Thank you.
Hello, everybody.
We should play. There should be like a game where everybody guesses which Well, I guess you don't know who the guests are, so we wouldn't be able to do that. Never mind. Sam the Man Levine was the first to speak. That was his voice.
Hey, everybody.
AKA Lil Wolverine.
Yep.
You always empty out your DVD pantry with a couple more movies every time you're here.
Two real good ones today.
John Wayne's The Searchers.
Yeah.
Right? Where's Leonard Maltin? Leonard Maltin's in the crowd tonight. There he is. yeah. Four stars? Four stars for The Searchers? That was my guess.
Yep.
It's classic. This is also a fun game. And he also brought Airplane, the very funny...
Pound for pound, joke for joke, the funniest movie ever.
All right, well...
It's true. No, the jokes
sounds,
per
sounds
minute...
like you haven't seen Francis Ha. But
I don't know why I picked that one.
It does have Ha in the title.
Sweet.
So that's got to be the funniest movie. Also four stars, Leonard? Three and a half, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three and a half? All right, I'll accept it. I know comedy and you are...
Three and a half for the funniest movie of all time. That's not fair.
That's not...
That's where comedies get the shaft. The Searchers isn't fucking funny at all.
No.
And somehow it's great.
Yeah.
But Airplane, dock it half a star. Okay.
If you think genocide against Indians is funny, The Searchers is a scream.
We got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt involved in the prize bag. And we have Rory Scovel, returning winner here.
Thank you, listeners. Thank you, viewers.
And he brought, of which there aren't any, or I guess people could just sit and look at their computer.
That's how I listen to podcasts.
You brought an album by a band?
My friend's band, Stereo Reform. It's a good CD if you like music in general. Four stars, says Leonard Maltin.
Is that what you gave it, Leonard?
Yes.
he concurs. Greg Proops is here, everybody.
Hello, America. Hello, world.
And you brought a veritable prize pack of a bunch of things. You brought a kitten sticker and a smartest man in the world Proopcast, what do you call that, a postcard?
Yeah.
And then two of your, one of these is a, what do they call those now, the half inch?
I call them CDs.
Oh, okay. But isn't this one extra short or something? Like,
oh, no, this one's an EP.
EP.
Because yeah. It's only like 35
half
minutes.
Half-inch EP.
Like half-inch. Yeah.
And then, so you got Proops Digs In and Greg Proops Elsewhere are going into the prize bag. And also, I brought from Doug Love's shirts, it's the Quaker Oats guy, but it says Toker. I have no idea what that's about. I don't create the shirts. I just try to get people to buy them. It all comes in a bag that's from South by Southwest, a nice tote bag. And then also, Jesse Maltin was nice enough to give me Team Maltin buttons that they're like South Park characters.
They're South Park characters from the episode of South Park where they needed film critics to be superheroes, right? Or something of that ilk?
Yeah. So we got...
What is it?
Robert
Smith, that's right. The Cure fighting Mecha Streisand?
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. So, yeah, so we got a couple of those beauties in the bag. And first-time guest, let's give it up, everybody, for Joe Swanberg. Filmmaker. Murder victim. Spoiler, I guess. he's in the horror film You're Next, and some shit goes down. And this is such a treat. He and his publicist said, can we bring a copy of his film Drinking Buddies, or can we bring Drinking Buddies to give away? And I was like, yeah, you can. And they brought a box full of them. So I'm going to give a couple to each person on the panel, and we're going to chuck them into the crowd.
Oh yeah. Boy. You guys signed those waivers at the door, right?
If you catch one that's Blu-ray and you only have DVD or vice versa, try to trade with somebody. We also have posters. I should save one to put in the prize bag, of course.
And then
And then we have posters for the film as well. But there it is. That was a really, really fun movie. And now you're working on another one, obviously. What do you got cooking now? Use your microphone there.
We're not shooting right now, Joe.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Are you going to be one of those guests that doesn't want to talk into the microphone?
They can hear me without...
Yeah, yeah.
I made a movie called Happy Christmas. That was just at Sundance, and it's going to come out this summer.
Nice. Who's in that one?
Anna Kendrick, Melanie Lynskey, Mark Webber, and Lena Dunham are in them.
I heard all good things about this movie.
Thank you.
That is not a joke. I did. I was at Sundance, and everyone was talking about it.
That's very nice of you.
4 stars.
I have to say, since... Wait,
you
what?
Knew Jordan was going to be able to catch it. I like this game. I hope everybody's looking. Don't look away. Are there any blind people? Don't hit anybody in the face.
You get back here! Get her!
I think I just blinded
Make
someone.
Her take a DVD.
Since Leonard Maltin's here, I have to say, my birthday's in August, so as a birthday present every year, I would get the new Leonard Maltin guide. And then I made a movie called Hannah Takes the Stairs, which was in it, and it was such a big deal for me to have made something, and then it got a bomb rating. It's the only movie I've ever had in the guide. But
Leonard only
I still
speaks
love
truth.
You. I still love you.
Hey, at least he put your name in the fucking guide. What do I gotta do, Maltin?
That's a lot of swag.
Are all those posters signed? That is sweet.
They're gonna be now.
Sweet, sweet gift. Right
Who
there.
Signed them?
The cast. It looks like.
Whoa! I need one back. I would like to keep one.
We're running a tight ship here, Benson.
Yeah, I was hoping, Joe, that you didn't know about how mean Leonard was to that movie.
It's okay. It was the first thing I did when the new Leonard Maltin came out was I looked, and then I had got my bomb rating. It still felt great.
I love that you called it the new Leonard Maltin, like it's the new Tom Clancy. Ooh, I wonder how this one ends.
I'm picturing you reading it with, like, the Charlie Brown Christmas music playing.
Nope,
Zizek's Road.
It's just, it's an honor to be nominated.
I felt she could have taken the elevator. Leonard Maltin.
Leonard was just on Jeopardy as an answer for his review of the movie, Isn't It Romantic? And the answer was, what is no? That's a Guinness Book World Records review of a movie, I think. Shortest review ever written, because nobody's figured out how to write a one-letter review.
Hi!
I guess F would be, like, bad teacher, you could go F. So look out for whoever does that, Leonard. They're coming to get you. What other business we have to take care of? Greg's got something coming up you wanted to come on and promote.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I have a new stand-up special that you can download if you go to gregproops.com. It's called Live at Musso and Frank's. We shot it over at Musso and Frank's on Hollywood Boulevard, which is the oldest restaurant in Hollywood, and it's where many screenwriters and actors drank their afternoons away. And we shot it there, and it's very exciting, and it's $4.99. And you may purchase it at gregproops.com, and I urge you to do so.
$4.99? Are you out of your mind?
My wife thinks I'm insane. She didn't want to let me out of the house. She was like, $7.50 at the least. When I was like, did you see Leonard Maltin's review of my show? And then she's like, yeah, I did. Maybe you better put it at $4.99. I love $4.99 because somehow that's less than $5.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like $4. Plus 99.
The gas companies go even further. They're like, prices are $3.99, $99, $99. Yeah. Like, they're just like really going way decimal.
Yeah, they're pieing
like,
it
we
out.
Want as close to your $4 as we could possibly
That's
get.
That's true. Well, the price isn't the point, really. I think fulfilling an hour of your life, taking that vast empty hole that's in your life and filling it with an hour of my humor, I think is really what the point of that is. But we can download your podcast for free. Yeah, but that's not a video.
Big Plus, difference. You save all the good stuff for the album.
It was okay. It has its moments. There's a long story about methamphetamine and some Hollywood jokes.
I am one of the best hype mans in the business, and you and I are going to have to talk backstage.
Yeah, I should have said, you're right. It's cataclysmic, a barn burner, a page turner, a roller coaster, exhilarating, 5 stars.
Leonard only goes to 4.
Yeah, but I upgraded him.
Sam, have you been to the movies lately? You've been busy shooting things.
I was busy shooting a picture, which hopefully will be available to be viewed sometime in the next year. But I did see The Great Gatsby on cable, the Baz Luhrmann version.
How'd that work out for you?
You know! It never felt like I was watching a movie that took place in the 1920s. It looked like I was watching a movie with a bunch of millionaires dressed up to Jay-Z music. Every single frame of that movie just reeked of insincerity to me.
And you watched all of it?
I'm afraid I did.
Right. Yeah, I didn't care for it.
Yeah. Visually stunning, but the visuals took me out.
Yeah, I was so visually stunned that I couldn't believe that qualified as a story.
Well,
that they were trying to tell all those visuals.
And they took some liberties with the subject matter and the trueness.
Oh, you read the book?
Yeah, we've all read the book, haven't we?
I have.
Really? Did they stop? Why? Because I went to school in the 1800s, I guess. I don't know.
Jordan, have you read The Great Gatsby? What the fuck?
It's a classic, Doug.
I know it is,
I
guess.
I haven't read it.
Yeah, I didn't.
I was assigned to read it.
They never even asked me to read it.
And I pretended as though I did read it, thinking I was making a point.
You know, F. Scott Fitzgerald died thinking he was a failure. True. The success of the book didn't happen until years after he was gone. It's terrible.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Sammy Downer.
I'm going to go punch a baby in the face. I'll be back in a few.
Thanks, Sammy Sadness.
Yep. Happy to be here.
Rory, you been to the movies?
I was recently in Dallas to investigate the assassination of JFK on my own, and remembered that I had recently rewatched JFK and the recent Parkland, which all of Texas let me know is pronounced Parkland. I think I'm going to go over to Parkland Hospital. Parkland. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I give a shit.
I think you're burying the lead. Were there any breaks in the JFK assassination?
Let's just say more than one sniper. Don't want to ruffle any feathers, but...
All right.
In fact, all my research was just watching JFK.
But did you like the Parkland movie?
I did like it okay. It felt like there wasn't this one big, like, I don't know what it is. There wasn't like a big moment in it, but I did appreciate getting to see a different perspective of the insanity that maybe took place After what happened. The one thing I thought was so was like the calamity of them like trying to get that coffin in the plane looked like a Laurel and Hardy movie. Like, we can't get it in the door. Tear the wall down. I realized in the middle of that example, most people weren't laughing. So
it was weird, but I guess that probably actually happened. Like, they decided to take the coffin on Air Force One, and Air Force One isn't really coffin ready, I guess, or at least it wasn't at the time.
No.
I don't even know if that was Air Force One a thing yet. What about you, Joe? Have you had time to see any movies lately? I know you're out in California from Chicago.
I have. Well, I took my son to see Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
How is it?
It was fine. What happened was we watched a trailer, and he had already seen Frozen in the Lego movie. He's 3.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, do you want to see Mr. Peabody and Sherman? He said, what that? And I was like, well, let's watch the trailer. So we watched the trailer, and then there was one funny part in the trailer, and then we both laughed at it. And then I was like, and then he was like, I want to watch it again. So then we watched the trailer like 17 times in a row. And then I took him to the movie, and then he spent the entire movie going, I can't wait for the funny part. So that's like a pretty accurate review. how he and I felt about Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
Can you tell us what the funny part was? Was it?
Yeah,
somebody fart?
It was. Who was Robespierre? Is that
Robespierre?
Yeah, he gets tased by a New York City police officer.
And he's like, and
he says, ooh la la.
Ooh la la. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw that. Not 17 times, but.
He's at the age where, like, just, like, recognizing humor is amazing to him. And then he would be willing to laugh at it 100 times in a row because he's like, oh, I get it, that's funny.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't get old. And then I was just like, well, I'll keep fake laughing. He seems to really be having a good time.
Such a good dad.
Yeah. And then I saw some Paul Mazursky movies at CineFamily. I presented my favorite movie, Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice. And then I also, they showed Alex in Wonderland and Next Stop Greenwich Village, which are all amazing.
Yeah, and the poster for Drinking Buddies is four people, two couples in a bed together. And so that's completely Bob, Ted, Carol, and Alice, right?
Yeah, they're not in a bed. Like a nod, the poster's right there. They're not in a bed.
But they're all sitting together in a row.
Yes.
In a bedroom. They're in a bedroom, though? There are four of them.
There's
a bedroom nearby in that photo, you can all agree. This is the kind of research I did in Dallas.
Bob and Vodka.
They're all kind of laying down. Their legs are splayed out.
It's paying homage.
I thought they were just on a hard bed. Greg, what about you? What have you seen?
I've been watching a lot of movies on cable. I watched The End of the Game the other night. Still awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Die Hard 3. I watched all of Die Hard over again, even though I've seen it, I think, 485 times. And every time I enjoy when Alan Rickman goes, "No, you're one of them." And then Bruce Willis goes, "What's your name?" And he goes, "Exit, emergency exit," or whatever. Like, he improvises by seeing a name on a sign.
Bill Clay.
And it says, does it say
William Clay, W.M. Clay?
He sees a sign that says William Clay.
I've seen it 486.
Right. What's your name? Gentleman's Lounge. My name's Gentleman's Lounge.
All right. Well, that's a really good movie roundup. You guys have done your homework, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, buddy.
But now it's time for me to say, let the games begin. And lots of folks brought name tags, and they're going to hold them up right now. And you guys get to go pick who you want to play for. Just physically grab the name tag from them, bring it back to your seat. While they do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Anybody with JFK related?
And we're back. Who are you playing for, Sam?
I'm playing for Daniel, who has cleverly hidden his flask inside the Holy Bible.
A flask that, oh, he just wrote Daniel on the inside of the Bible.
Yeah, it's the book of Daniel, I'm assuming. That is so obscure. If anyone gets it, let me know via Twitter, and I will buy you a sandwich.
That was a movie, right? Book
of
Daniel?
It was a TV show.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's also a book of the
Starring Garrett Dillahunt as Jesus Christ, I think. Yep.
All right. Who are you playing for, Rory?
I am playing for the most inconvenient name tag ever. Ruben. Ruben loves DLMs.
That's a fun little man with arms and stuff, and you tore one of his arms off.
I tore his
Joe, who are you playing for?
Brian.
Let me see that thing. Contra Brian.
And fine. Then it says, Tony the Wonder Llama is a shithead.
Of course it does. Greg, who are you playing for?
Pumpkin Butter, what's your name? Sexy? Oh, it is, okay. Lexi. Sorry. Look at that, Doug. Did not say sexy to you? Her name's Lexi. Yeah, and she made a little Empire Records thing with, like, Yoda and whatnot. Misread your name, I will.
Yeah, it's all stormtroopers and Darth Vader, but they're all wearing dresses and pants and it's the Empire Records. And oh, and it's in a frame. We could put it up here like this.
It's suitable for framing.
God, it's everything about it's perfect except for the fact that she couldn't get her whole name on there. even written in tiny letters. We've only got Xy, so I'm going to call her Xy if she doesn't mind. Let's play. But to determine who goes first in the Leonard Maltin game today, because we've got two returning champions, let's play a quick round of doing lines with Mark. So Mark Wahlberg's happy, nice enough to come by and pace around with his giant Voss bottle.
His Voss water.
He loves it. He always has it. And
how you guys doing? You guys doing good or what?
Yeah.
Sup?
And he's going to say a line from a famous motion picture, not necessarily one that he's in. And you guys, first person to guess, will get to go first in Leonard Maltin game.
You want to do some lines?
Take it away, Mark.
Twister.
Whoa.
It's not fucking Twister. Fuck Bill Paxton. All right, here we go.
Fuck Bill Paxton.
What did Bill Paxton do?
That's a good fucking tweet.
He goes, debris. No shit, dude. All right, here we go. Also, that wasn't a real cow. All right, here we go. I don't want your life.
Varsity Blues.
It is Varsity Blues.
Yay! But the way he says it in the movie is so terrible. I don't want your life.
Yeah.
So weird.
Oh, if you just said that, I would have gotten.
Yeah, right? Yeah. All right, thank you, Mark.
I've never been that excited in my life. I was like, damn, yeah!
Which movie's that?
Varsity Blues.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
James Vanderbeek.
How many stars, Leonard?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, I bet you Leonard wasn't a big fan of Varsity
Blues.
Bet
you were right.
Yeah, I want to eyeball that right now, because I'm not much of a fan of it.
What's going to happen if he gave it 4 stars? Do we stop the podcast?
It's probably one of the top 6 or 7 James Vanderbeek movies.
1.5 stars.
Yep.
Cliche ridden, MTV produced, high school pigskin drama. Pigskin drama.
I love pigskin drama.
That's my favorite genre, is the pigskin drama. About a reluctant second string quarterback, and his nefarious, steroid-disturbing coach, John Voight, who seems to think he's doing Eugene O'Neill. Veers between leering low comedy and heavy-handed melodrama. Lester rises above his exploitive role as an overweight lineman. Oh, yeah, the fat guy.
He's not fat anymore.
Really?
Yeah, Ron Lester hundreds of pounds a couple years ago. Yeah.
One name. I can do it in one name.
It's worth pointing out, 1.5 stars more than Hannah Takes the Stairs.
Yes. Yes.
No,
when we were talking about that earlier, that he gave that a bomb. He's given some pretty shitty movies 2 stars. He's usually pretty nice, but something set him off about the stairs.
Have you thought about going pigskin for your next picture?
I have.
This one's called Grit Iron.
You know, sometimes he has a deadline. He doesn't. Yeah. Leonard doesn't see all the movies, right, Leonard?
Yes.
Maybe if you'd called it Hannah Gold Go or whatever.
Just do a Mumble Pig movie next time.
Hannah Takes the First Down.
Defensive Roughness.
All right, you get to go first, Rory.
Perfect.
You go first.
Just the way I wanted it.
And then... Okay, Dr. Yep. Lecter. And then... And then we'll go to Sam and Greg and to Joe. But Joe, you've heard the show, so you know how this game works. All right.
I'm not going to be good at it, but I do know how it works.
That's great.
How the shitheads work.
That's all we want. I was trying to let it go, Sam.
Nope.
Just trying to move
on. That's why you bring me here.
Okay, if you think so. Rory, would you like Wins in Scrabble? That's movies that start with J, Q, X, or Z. Or would you like, at Mr. Gil Worth suggested Spice World, and that's movies that have the word spice in the title. Not the word spice, a spice. some sort of spice. Like if there's a movie like with nutmeg in the title, which I'm pretty sure there isn't. And celebrating a birthday today, Elton John. And oh boy, here we go. Does someone need to call his baby a shithead again? Elton John movies. Not a lot of them, but he's appeared in some films. About 7 to 9 films.
I have an appearance in all of these categories.
You do?
I do.
You don't like the Wins and Scrabble? That seems to just be open to a lot of possibilities.
Okay, I'll take that one.
And the some sort of spice in the title. I think that's fun too.
I'm against that.
Okay. Would you like a movie that begins with one of those four letters, J, Q, X, or Z, from 2008 or 2012?
I'm going to go 2012.
Here we go.
Let's play it safe.
Yes. 2.5 stars from Leonard. So he hated this. Just a little bit less.
Xana takes the stairs.
Two and a half stars. The first... He describes the lead character as truculent.
That's not a real word. Please continue.
I think he... Wait, did you have a dare that day? So it was like, start a review with truculent.
Yeah, $5.
$5 if you can pull it off.
All right. Truculent.
And he does. It's an accurate word for what he's talking about. Do you remember using that word, Leonard? Do you know what movie this is? Oh, he uses it all the time. Okay. And he also says...
I would be truculent not to use it all the time.
He says this movie is difficult to follow. Difficult to follow. And 2012 is the year, and he lists 9, 12, 15, 14 names. 14 names, sorry.
I'm going to go, and this is ballsier than I usually am, with 12 names.
All right, Sam, he's not a ballsy player. He's probably going to do something.
I will say 11.
Safe. Yeah, good call.
Does this movie start with J? What is it?
I got to look it up again.
J, Q, X, or Z.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
For reals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Truculent.
9.
9, he says. Joe Swanberg.
Remind me what my options are. 8 or what?
8 or less. You could go 0 names if you think you know it. Negative names if you really think you know it.
I'm a lot of truculent 8. Movies in 2012.
Yeah. He says 8. He says 8. Rory. And the movie's not truculent, just the lead character.
You know, I'm gonna say name it.
Oh, Joe. Throw it on the fire right away.
Yes, he was.
Okay, here's your 8 names. David Schwimmer, John Favreau. Am I looking at the right movie? Oh, okay. Daryl Sabara, Polly Walker, Brian Cranston, James Purefoy, Dominic West, and Ciarán Hinds are in this movie. It begins with J, Q, X, or Z. From 2012, about a truculent person, and it's difficult to follow. Any idea? Christmas time.
No idea.
All right, the point goes to Rory, and the answer...
Is it an animated movie?
No, but I almost gave this as a clue. It's the debut, live-action debut of a guy who came from animation.
Oh.
Xylophone.
And the movie is called Xylophone. That's right. No. It's...
That was my only guess, by the way.
The movie's called John Carter. John Carter.
Oh.
John Carter, not of Mars. Yes. So Rory's on the board with 1 point.
There you go.
And sorry about that, Joe.
It's okay. It's my own fault.
That's particularly ugly. Yeah, well, you know, Rory is a vicious player.
I am aggressive.
Yeah.
Truculent.
I believe you're wearing the same lucky red pants you had on 2 weeks ago.
That is a salmon pink, and that is correct. And that's why I wore them again. Good luck.
All right, so since Rory challenged, yeah, we're going to start with Sam and then go right back at you, Rory.
Good.
So look out. Sam, would you like Marijuana, that's movies where Meryl Streep smokes weed, or at Josh underscore OHH suggested Christopher Waltzen, and that's movies where Christopher Walken dances. Yeah, that's crazy. Or at Yeah Denver suggested The Girl with the Pearl Necklace, and that's movies where Scarlett Johansson has sex.
Oh, too many to count. What was the first one?
Marijuana.
Yeah, Meryl smokes weed.
Let's try that.
Okay. 2009 is the year. 3 stars from Mr. Malton. He says this movie is easy to take.
As opposed to movies that you're watching, you're like, I can't take this!
I hate stairs! Like a critic in a wheelchair, I could get them saying, you know, that's not a good movie, but Leonard is still walking around. And he also says that this movie has the most attractive settings imaginable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he lists 13 names. Sam Levine? Here we go. Didn't see that coming. Okay, so Sam says -4, Rory.
So then I have to say -5 or name
it? You could say that if you wanted him to get really angry at you.
No, no, no.
Because he obviously knows it.
But if you said -5, then the next person would probably challenge you, and then you'd miss, and that person would get the point.
And if I'm wrong, you're going to win the game. I have to get the order exactly right, and I'm not sure. I could even be thinking about the wrong fucking movie.
He's doing that thing he says he never does.
Explaining the options.
Yeah. Which I appreciate.
Yeah.
Psychological manipulation. I majored in it.
No, he is right. You could take it all down right here if he somehow fucks it up, but I don't think he will.
The man is sitting right there. You will often throw wild cards into the mix with the listing of the names. Am I wrong?
You doth protest too much.
I was going to say, your degree of difficulty is astounding to begin with, but whining about it's not going to make it more hard.
I'm not... this is... You know what? I want to take this opportunity right here.
This is a public service announcement.
I want to take this opportunity right here.
Apologies to put your hands together.
Literally the hundreds of you who reached out to me on Twitter. Hundreds and hundreds of you who reached out to me on Twitter and felt my plight and replied with the Team Sam business. And you guys are fucking monsters for making me feel bad about this.
Why do you? No, you shouldn't feel bad right now. You're just doing that thing you do.
Yeah, that thing that I do.
Yeah, you're just doing
it. Shit,
just own it. Just own it. You said on that last episode, you said, "Hey, sorry, everybody. I am what I am."
You free reign to just fucking jibe at me.
It wasn't me. It was Greg, and he doesn't even see this week after week.
But I feel it from wherever I am. Maybe we need to clarify. I mean, that's what you were trying to do.
I feel it in my fingers. Feel it in my toes. Worst movie song ever. Aww.
Love Actually.
People love that
Love
movie.
Actually.
Rory is our winner. 2 points. All right, so what are you going to do, Rory?
2 stars, trite, contrived.
I've never been on the show with Sam, and I think I might be on Team Sam, despite the fact that I'm playing against him.
Thank you.
I don't know what's happening.
Just say name it and watch him rattle off the 4 names in the exactly correct order.
Fuckery, if I am wrong, how much are you going to celebrate?
Name it.
I'm not going to
celebrate. Name it! I say name it! I know not what I do.
If I am wrong, no celebration. No, okay, no dancing around.
I promise.
Wait,
I
no
promise,
one ever dances
no dancing
when I get
around.
It, right?
I don't remember ever dancing around, but.
Dancers and confetti. This moment was set up. This is an intervention.
Okay, just do it.
I won't.
I won't celebrate either way.
I like that you looked away. Just do it. Just shoot Lizzie. Who cares?
The movie is It's Complicated, starring Meryl Streep, Steve Martin, Alec Baldwin, and John Krasinski.
The survey says...
Okay, next up we have...
Well done, Sam. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Who was the fifth person, just for fun?
Lake Bell?
Yeah, I would say.
Can I ask a question?
Who was the sixth person, just for more fun?
Yeah.
I'm out. That's all the only actors I remember.
Guess one.
I have no guesses. There's the only five actors I remember.
All right.
Billy Crystal. Should have been Billy Crystal.
Rita Wilson.
Can I ask a question? It was the most stunning setting imaginable, was it?
Yeah, because it all takes place in very fancy houses.
It's a Nancy Myers movie. Yeah, it looks
nice. Oh, so rich people have problems.
Yes.
Relationship problems.
There's a very good weed smoking scene in the movie, though, where they're all sitting around giggling, not bothering anybody. It's nice.
Well, I'll put that in my Netflix queue.
Sure.
And another movie.
All right, Joe, you get to pick a category now. This is your time to step up and get in this, and then we'll go to Rory. Would you like Turn Over a New Leaf, and that's movies where Joaquin Phoenix was named Leaf Phoenix in the credits, or when he was a kid, he was Leaf Phoenix. Yeah, it's a tough category. At Dr. McStabby, I think they meant Stabby, but it's only one B, so I'm calling it Stabby, suggests Oscar the Grouch, and that's movies where the stars of the film get trashed. Wink. And then for your third option, you can do, if you'd like, and Greg will love this category, it's Evan Williams suggested, Dawn of the Planet of the Snapes. And this is the early films of Alan Rickman. Mr. Swanberg.
I'll do Oscar
Which
the Grouch.
Which one would you like? Okay.
Try it.
All right. Oscar the Grouch has the stars of the movie get trashed. 1995 is the year. 3.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. He says about the film that it's scripted by the director based on a novel. And, the novel it's based on, the author ironically committed suicide after selling the movie rights. Yeah. And so I don't know if that clue helps anybody. And he lists 16 names.
16.
Yes. Smart opening bid. Rory, 15. Sam, -7.
And he'll tell you the author who killed himself's editor and publisher and literary agent.
How did he ironically kill himself?
No, ironically, he killed himself right when at his height of success, of his success,
because he
sold a book to the movie people.
You said 16 names?
Or she. I don't want to give away if it was a man or woman. What?
That seemed forced.
He said, yeah. He said all the names. He wants all the names, all 16. You could say 15.
I'm going to go...
Or knock a couple
12
off.
Names.
He says 12 to Sam. I wouldn't have recommended that move, but what are you going to do with it, Sam?
Name that movie.
Yeah. I thought that was
good.
I thought that was going to happen. Sorry.
No, I like
sorry
that
you didn't
move.
Get to play much today, Greg. What?
I like that move.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to like your answer.
1995.
Mm-hmm.
and the stars of the film got trashed.
Mm-hmm. 3.5 stars from Leonard. And your 12 names are Susan Barnes. Yeah, the great Susan Barnes. Xander Berkeley.
Oh.
Ed Lauter. Some call him Ed Lauter.
Like Estee Lauter.
Yeah, I like to say Lauter. I think it's
the late Ed Lauter.
Fancy name.
Lauter.
When did he die? Just recently.
Last year, yeah.
Lou Rawls is in this movie.
Thank you.
Julian Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
Laurie Metcalf.
Yes, I know.
Mariska Hargitay.
I'm already aware.
R. Lee Ermey.
Sounds good to me.
Uh-huh. Carrie Lowell.
I don't remember.
Graham Beckel. Valeria Golino. Steven Weber. I think that's all your names, yeah. What do you got?
I wish that I had told you to name it. I thought Sam would be a little more fun since I helped him out that first time.
Strategically, also, you could have just, you know, asking Joe to name it. If he had named it, the point would have just gone to him and you'd still be in the game.
Oh, thanks, Doug. That makes me feel better. Thanks for softening
the
blow.
I didn't mention it earlier because we're not doing that anymore.
I just thought Sam would be a cool dude.
You know,
I knew he'd do that. It's the smart move to ask
you to name
it.
It is the smart move.
Because look where we are now. You're going to lose.
He's playing correctly. I agree with you, with your choice.
And Sam if you knew it, you'd go hard, right?
I don't know if this helps me win any points, but at 15, I wasn't allowed to see movies.
But at 16, everything was cool.
Yeah. I saw every movie at 16.
Is that like a quinceañera thing? Or?
Yeah.
Were you in a cinematic children's preteen penal colony?
Thank you. See, penal colony. A CPCBC. Yeah.
Just name a movie where people get trashed. Hopefully be correct.
Scream. Not a bad guess. Half
Not
a point.
Guess.
Let's have fun tonight. Half a point. Let's keep playing. I let Ruben
No,
down.
Unfortunately, Sam gets a full point. Sam's our winner.
Thank you.
And
Scream 2.
Scream 2 had the same score as Broken Arrow. Go ahead. Enjoy
the rest
yourselves.
Of the rest of the names are Richard Lewis, Julian Sands, Elizabeth Shue, past and future guest on the show. Well, maybe not future, but
was this called
Nicolas Cage?
Drugs. Oh,
yeah.
Was it called?
Yeah.
No.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah. Congratulations, Sam, and congratulations
to
that Bible-toting Daniel.
The Book of Daniel.
Come and get your prize bag, Daniel.
Sorry, Lexi.
There you go. There you go, buddy. Congratulations. Oh, yeah, he wants his flask back.
Thank you.
Those are my favorite parts of movies when they show flashbacks.
Flaskbacks.
That's what I meant to say. So we already know one of these shitheads, but pass me. Is there one on the back of Ruben?
Ruben, do you have a one? No. Ruben!
Do you want to write one?
So yeah, Ruben, come write one down over here next to Contra Brian's contribution. Oh, and yeah, and
Xe
has to do
so
it too.
Sorry, Ruben. I'm so goddamn sorry.
You guys made such a nice name tags. How hard would it have been to scribble a shithead on the back of it?
I want to apologize to the literally dozens of you who are cursing the heavens that I have to be back on the podcast in a week or two, and you can go fuck yourselves.
I don't think they're going to curse the heavens.
Oh, no. You should see the tweets, Doug.
I would love to see them.
You probably get a lot of sweet tweets now that you told people to go fuck themselves.
Well, I think I'm speaking to those who have already written me nasty stuff. Those who have written me lovely things, I adore you.
What's happening now, Ruben?
Yeah, why are you writing more, Ruben?
I like what Ruben's doing.
Made a quick adjustment.
Okay. Really? All right. If you say so.
Don't you ever challenge Ruben. I lost for him today.
Any quick plugs, Rory? I know you're going away for a while.
If anyone wants to go on my honeymoon, I leave Monday. Please buy tickets. They're available on brownpapertickets.com.
Where are we going?
Well, you have to go to the website, too. I don't think I have anything coming up.
What movie is this from?
Scream.
Nope. This is the clue over here. He's running.
Team America?
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
No, The Fugitive.
Ah.
It's the one-armed man.
So wait a minute. Was the one-armed man. Mark, did he just pass out back there? I thought that was going to be a whole thing.
No, just to determine who goes first in the Leonard Maltin game, like I said.
Oh, all right.
So,
I got excited.
Yeah, no, I backstage I was explaining to the guests how the guests never listen to me when I explain things backstage. And you were backstage? It works every time. Greg? Get one more plug-in?
You can get my video at gregproofs.com, or you can listen to me free, Smartest Man in the World. You can get that at gregproofs.com as well, or the Greg Proops Film Club.
Thank you for being here and sitting here and watching these guys play the Leonard Maltin game.
It was awesome. It was more like a group therapy session between sort of aging comics than it was anything else. And that was exciting for me to be the one who wasn't full of bitterness once.
Very fair.
I feel a little better about myself. I'm in a good place. You know what I mean? I'm in a good place. I'm not booking as often as I'd like, but I feel better about myself.
Joe Swanberg, everybody. First time guest. Applied himself admirably. What's your... When's the movie coming out?
It'll come out theatrically in July and then probably on VOD in June.
And it's white.
Happy Christmas. White, hot, happy
white, hot Christmas. Yeah. Yes.
Leonard, remember that, unrated. Please. Make up for last time.
It doesn't have pigskins in it, does it?
No, but it's not too late. I could
shoot director's cut. Quick, random Spielberg scene.
And look for Sam right here 2 weeks from now. Fuck all of y'all. And
thank you.
And I'd love to have you back, Sam.
Thanks, buddy.
We really need to continue this.
Okay.
And we really got to talk it through.
I would love to.
And next week, you guys, please come out because it's going to be a special April Fool's Day edition of the show. And as always, Tony the Wonder Llama is a shithead still. Somebody's ringtone.
Leonard's ringtone is going off.
Here I am, baby. That's what it's saying. VHS, the movie, is a shithead? Yeah, right?
VHS 2 isn't much better.
All right. And anyone who's not hashtag Team Sam is a shithead.
Viewing prowess makes him cocky.